What is success? Varies very from person to person.
Today, our podcast is going to tell you issues about success in that of a salesman. My name is Lena, and this is my partner, James.
Hey, everyone.
Okay, let's get started. So, in the play, Death of a Salesman takes place in the post-World War society and is about a salesman named Willie Loman and his daily struggles. These struggles include success, family, dreams, and money.
Well, throughout the play, you get to see into Willie and his American dream, his tragic story of success and how he interacts with people around him.
So, what is the definition of success for you, James?
Success for me to say, my idea of success means to have a goal and plan the steps to achieve the goal, implement the plan and finally achieve the goal, surrounded by those that I love and having the freedom to do what I love. Speaking of success, in Willie's perspective, being well-liked and getting well-paid while working in a big city become popular. That's the stereotypical American dream he's chasing, a dream that wasn't really his.
Yeah, Willie believes that personality, not hard work and innovation, is the key to success. Does Willie achieve the American dream, or does the American dream fail him?
This is, of course, unrealistic. Willie believes that a man is only successful if he is well-liked and attractive. It does not matter if they work hard or not, as long as he is very well-liked and, well, that's enough for him. However, Willie's version of American dream never pans out. His downfall is that he does not equate success with hard work and perseverance. This is the type of thinking keeps him from achieving his personal goals of wealth and status.
In the play, Willie's being a younger son with an absent father. Does this have a certain impact on his success?
I think the answer is yes, without a doubt. In the play, Willie is a younger son with an absent father. He lacks the lectures and care from his father. He can only rely on himself for everything. In the process, his brother Ben has influenced him a lot, like a lot, you know. And he feels that success means having money and getting people's love. But he has not gotten the right guidance. This is one of the biggest reason why he failed to success.
Absolutely. I think that is also one of the reasons why he has difficulty communicating with Beef afterward. Beef's and Willie's relationship was very strained, because Willie always had high expectations for Beef and expect him to follow in his footsteps, but Willie never let Beef decide what he wanted to do.
Yeah, that's true.
And he placed so much pressure on his sons to get out into the world and escape their claim, as he's being unable to do. Willie seemed to be absent from his home, and as years dragged on, his job affect his mental health, which brought him to his downfall.
Yeah, and I think that their differences opinion of success also leads them to the argument. You see, Beef is pulled by two different dreams and even philosophy. One dream is his father's world of business and sales, but another dream is to work with his own hands towards success. Nonetheless, by the end of the play, apparently Beef realizes that his father had the wrong dream. During the funeral of his father, Biff decided that he will not allow that happen to himself. He turns away from Willie's dream and returns to the countryside to work with his hands, which means he's not stepping on on Willie's same old path, not anymore. He finally woke up and starts over.
In addition, I think Linda as Biff's mother and Willie's wife has also played a role in that. An example of a female gender role in when Linda comes in and talks to Willie about the future of Willie. On page 65, she said, "Oliver always thought the highest of him," and Willie interrupted her, "Will you let me talk?" And when Linda wanna talk to Willie interrupted her once again with impatient mood, "Don't take his side all the time, goddammit."
I see what you mean. You mean gender has played a part at this point.
Definitely. Speaking of gender role in this play, Arthur Miller has been criticized for his portrayal of woman. Then, how do gender roles are best played in Death of a Salesman? Your thoughts, James?
Oh well, under Arthur Miller's criticized descriptions of women in this play, they're treated as objects, as we can tell, right?
For sure.
It seems that Linda pays attention to reconciliation between her husband and her son, and selflessly helps them to solve the problem. No matter what Willie says to Linda, she never strays from his side, and she always has an excuse or a reason why Willie is the way he is.
Exactly, and you can see in history, women for the most part did not work, but instead were the homemakers who cooked and cleaned. Women had little value or no value to the business world because they were not expected to be of any value. This way of thinking is completely old-fashioned, but it happened all the time. However, I wonder if gender can really affect a person's success.
I think it might be. Nowadays, there are still some inequalities in gender. The United States once conducted a survey and asked the passing people to think whether males or females are good at business. The results were surprising, with 70% of the public thinking that men are better than women's business acumen. 30% of these 70% of the citizens were women. Therefore, in order to get a business, women can only get a higher quality instrument and accept a higher level of education in order to be recognized.
After you say this, I also think that happens in most cases. People think that a woman's ability to draw and cook is better than men because women will be more patient and ingenious. In all cases, the same academic qualifications go to work, and the admission rate may be higher for women, but I don't think that can be a sign of success or not.
Yeah, you're right. We can't deny the success and efforts of others because of gender. We must have the same treatment and attention.
This is the main content of our podcast today. Thank you for your listening. Hope it can help you better understand the Death of a Salesman, but also make you aware of the importance of gender equality.
That's all for today. Thank you, and bye bye.